You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
My chump of the weekend was the two Game 7s. It both turned into routs. Not a lot of drama in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals between Florida and Toronto. Same thing. Thunder Nuggets?
Well, there was, and then the third period happened.
Well,
Pretty good game, and next thing you know, floodgates open up.
Anyway, I wasn't particularly thrilled and didn't enjoy either game the way I was hoping to. I also didn't enjoy, and I'm mad at Scottie Scheffler for this, I didn't enjoy the PGA Championship. This SOB is kicking everybody's butt. He's running away from the field. It was little drama on Sunday. I sat there and watched, going, all right, who's going to make a run? And I'm like, oh, damn it, it's Scheffler. Is anybody going to make a run? Come on, chip away at this lead. There was no chipping away.
Well, I mean, it did get good. He was tied at one point.
And then he got he was like on 14 with a 5-shot lead.
Well, right. But I'm just saying.
Hold on. On both these things, you're trying to convince me that I was entertained. I was not. I was not entertained in the basketball, the hockey, or the PGA. And I'm pissed at Scheffler for it.
I guess the problem for me was that I did not want a LIV golfer to win this event. I don't want a LIV golfer to win a major.
You don't want a LIV golfer to ever win.
Sure. Fair enough. Yep. But I really like Scottie Scheffler. I like having, you know, the next superstar to root for in golf, and that's what he is. He's got 3 majors under his belt now. He's been the world number one for a while. He's remarkably consistent, and as George and Jimmy said to us before the show, the guy's just got this unorthodox swing where his foot slides out and somehow it works for him. And he's great. So was I entertained over the weekend? I guess I was on Saturday because he was playing great on Saturday and shot the 65. Yesterday, maybe not as much. You're right about that. And because he's put so much distance between himself and the rest of the field, it's tough.
Yep.
But there weren't a whole lot of guys out there that were playing great golf in yesterday's round.
Well, it would have looked like good golf if they weren't so far behind. I mean, there were some big shots made for the guys that were positioning themselves for second, but I'm not really mad at Scottie Scheffler. I'm facetiously mad at Scottie Scheffler, but he is always in danger of running a tournament boring. And I'm thinking about, like Evan brought up, Tiger Woods used to do that. I'm like, yeah, but Tiger showed a ton of personality. Like he and Scheffler just, that's not him. And I'm
no,
you know,
he did show some emotion after he won.
We got golf's Yvonne Lendl. Sweet.
Well, Yvonne Lendl was fiery. But Scheffler did show some emotion at the end, but it was just a quick burst when he threw his hat down, let an F yeah out or an LFG, one of the two, embraced his caddy, and then he was back to being Scottie
Scheffler. Yeah, but for the previous 4.5 hours, I know, he was a cyborg.
Well, that's what he is. But I like watching greatness, and what we're seeing out of him is greatness. Not a great final round, but it was great enough. But he's been so good for so long now.
Yeah, I'd like somebody. Does he have a rival?
Anybody on LIV? No, because nobody has a bad thing to say about the dude.
I know.
He got thrown in a cop car.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's like the most exciting thing that's happened is he got a kind of a bogus blocking traffic charge against him, and they ended up in handcuffs.
I can't believe he's turned his life around like he has. I applaud it. I think he should be the champ of the weekend for just turning his life around.
Getting it back on track.
Yes. The system works.
By the way, speaking of, some people have a system for picking winners. Kang brought this to my attention last week, and I was cracking up. You're driving into work last week, and you throw on the Bet 1270.
Yeah.
And they had some betting guy on to talk about who's going to win the PGA Championship. And he said something, and it made you laugh, and you brought it up to me, and it made me laugh too.
Yeah, and he was given all these reasons of why he was going to take the pick he was, the value, all that stuff. And it sounded like legit stuff. You know what I mean? Nothing, you know, sounded like, I didn't look into the information he put out there, but it sounded legit, and he does this for a living. And then one of the things he said at the end was, and also, guys, he's due. And that just made me laugh because I thought, how long are you due before you're just not good? Or right. You know what I mean? Like, or
there's a window there, right? You have to cross the threshold where you're not struggling, you're due, but then you better win before you get to the far side of it, and then you're not good. So what makes one due? When do you become due?
How long do you have to fail,
right,
to qualify as I'm due?
Yep.
And then how long do you fail before your due turns into, he just sucks?
Right, because here's what nobody would ever say. You know, Rory McIlroy's due to win another major. Nobody would say that. He just won the Masters. He didn't win this one. What's next? The British Open?
I mean, the British Open's next. You can say you expect him to, but to say you're due is...
You'd never say that
implies
Rory's...
that it's been a long time. Yep.
So he's got to lose a bunch of majors before he's due again to win a major. Yeah. But I don't know when that threshold is crossed. The person that, by the way, Kang was talking about, the golfer that he picked because he was due, was who?
Patrick Cantlay.
Patrick Cantlay.
He's due.
He shot 74-74 and missed the cut.
Yeah.
He was going on and on how this was the value play and all this stuff. And he said, and he's also due. And then it turns out he golfed like doo-doo.
Yeah, well, he's due to play well because he hasn't played well in a while.
So, I mean, to say someone's due as well, do they have to be good at some point? You know what I mean? Like, you can't just say some guy's who's never done it.
You have to, you have to accomplish something. Like, with golf, I think somebody might say, Jordan Spieth is due. Because he's played like Mung for a long time here.
Is this actually a real thing? If you start thinking about it, is it just sort of a cliche that you throw out there? Or is it a real thing, being due?
Let's go to a different sport that more people watch.
Okay, let's go.
Like baseball.
Yep.
And specifically with the Tigers. If Spencer Torkelson goes 6 games without hitting a home run, would you say he's due?
I don't know if I'd say it about Torque.
Guys, if you go 25 at-bats without hitting a home run and you're known for, you know, doing that.
I mean, maybe it applies a little bit more to like Aaron Judge, somebody who's got a longer track record of being due. I mean, maybe that's a thing. I don't know.
Or if somebody's on a heater, he's due to have an offer, or he's due to have a clunker of a start.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm trying to think.
I mean, was Scooble due to have a clunker?
I'm thinking back to like when we talk. Have I ever used the term he's due?
I've definitely used it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If I have, it's been a long time. But I can't remember. Last time I used the term, he's due.
Gator, like whenever you've gone to the casino and you see the roulette table and you see it's all like been 4, 5, 6, 7 blacks in a row, right?
Red is due.
Even though it's literally the same odds supposed to be every time before it spins. I know.
It's due.
I'm kind of with you.
But I don't play roulette. Ever.
Like, are you due for a blackjack? Have you been dealt
well? I mean, I'm due for a blackjack. You've got to be kidding me. You have gone through 2 shoes, right? And I've yet to get a blackjack out of this. And it's just you and I play. I'm just playing the deal. And I haven't had, it's been a half an hour. I haven't dealt me a blackjack.
You're due.
I'm due. Yes. And that's what the casino is counting on, for you to move in and start increasing your bet because you think you're due. And that's the whole thing. If you can time it, you can't time it. But you can if you're counting cards, I suppose. But
so you do believe in being due in cards, even though you know that that's why the casino makes a profit.
I understand.
We know what we're getting ourselves into, Doug.
Yeah. No.
No. Okay.
I'm not. These aren't delusions of grandeur. I get it.
Somebody on Twitch, FBG25, basically just said, are the Maple Leafs due?
No, they're just bad.
All right, so they've crossed the Toronto Maple Leafs since 1967. At one point, you could say they were due, but we can no longer say they're due.
No. No, and they're going to lose Marner this year, and, you know.
Yep.
Are the New York Knicks due?
No, they're not good enough.
They haven't been going to have a long track record.
Not this team. Not after Although, team. Are they? Is this, I mean... I don't know. I saw that the Indiana was like +135 to win the series against the Knicks. And Indiana was like the worst odds at 7-1 to win the NBA championship. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Indiana. So you like Indiana to beat the Knicks.
You do? You like them? Are they also due? Is Indiana due?
I don't know if they're due. They haven't been in this position a ton.
I think if I ever use that term, I should be fined. Day's pay.
I just think, to your point, I forget which one you made the point, but you have to have some success first before someone can say you're due. Like if you come in and you haven't done anything, you haven't won, I'm as a hitter, you know, I'm in baseball and I haven't shown any ability to consistently do anything. And I'm continuing to not show that ability. It's not that you do, you just might not be good.
I'm not sure Patrick Cantlay was due to win the PGA.
He's still due.
He's due to have a good round. I don't know if he's due to win a tournament. I mean, that's what you got to look at.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Hey, look, they specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize but focus on many different areas of the law. And you wouldn't go to a doctor who specializes in all sorts of medicine. Why would you do that with your lawyer? Specialization, it really matters. Educated consumers will choose Michigan Auto Law. Do your research and learn more at autolaw.com. And once they take their case, they will communicate with you. They are the best at customer service and satisfaction. Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
I say something. It's not necessarily an element in the room, but if you watch and stream the show on Twitch or YouTube, where you can just search for 97 with a ticket, you could watch us stream the show live with video. I don't know. It's probably not on camera, but there's something new in the studio.
Oh yeah,
something new throughout the building. But we have in the studio. There's something new too.
I'll make a change here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be replaced. Doug's being replaced with a new co-host. And I found it to be strange. And yet I also...
I just put it in the background for your shot. Beautiful. Your camera shot.
Nice. I found it was strange when I walked in. And yet also, welcome when I walked in.
Okay. So now if you're watching the stream at twitch.tv or youtube.com, you mentioned something new in the studio, and I moved it into the background of Gator's camera shot. And we're not quite sure why, but I wish the cameras could see what we're looking at behind you, because I'm not going to lie. It looks like a jungle or something. We have so many plants here now.
It's a ficus fest.
Kind of is.
It's a fern frenzy.
And what's up with the plant in studio?
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. Don't mind having and it's not a fake one, right?
No, it's real. I wonder if somebody who, like one of the higher ups, their kid, we had a fundraiser for something where you could buy plants, and we just bought a whole bunch of plants to support, you know, lacrosse at Utica Eisenhower or something.
It helps to improve the air quality.
Yeah, they're natural purifiers, a lot of these plants. I'm a big plant guy. I like plants. My wife loves plants. We have a lot of plants at our house.
Were you surprised when you came in and saw plants everywhere here all of a sudden?
Absolutely. I thought I had just got drafted. I thought Roger Goodell just called my name. It looked like the NFL draft green room all of a sudden. No, so, like, right? Remember I made that observation? Yeah, it looks like a furniture store?
Yep.
That's what a big section of our office looks like now. Look over there where that furniture is, where all those plants are.
Hey, folks.
It looks like Shador Sanders is still sitting there. Oh, no, wait a second. He had a home party. That's wrong. That's false. He was at home.
Wow.
But anyways, yeah, it looks like a NFL draft room in Green Bay.
Okay, context says it's because you two admitted to passing gas in the studio.
No, we really don't.
We don't. We have a very...
It's a and fast rule.
How many years have we worked together?
This is 18.
Okay, there has been, in 18, I would say 18 years, there's been maybe five times one of us went, hey, my bad, I broke the rule.
Exactly. Yeah. No, we respect each other.
That.
Now, I mean, Kang doing some crop dusting is different.
Yeah, that was
unfounded.
That was intentional.
But I like having it. I was kind of like, oh, here we go. We got plants now.
Yep.
And I do like plants. I don't have any plants in the house.
Don't you?
No, but my backyard is chock full of them.
So,
but I don't.
You have plants outside your house? Doesn't everybody have some sort of plant?
No, but this is like, you've seen.
Oh, you got grass, dude?
No, not grass, plants. You've seen my backyard. There's lots of landscape plants in there and stuff that are perennials that come up every year. And not just weeds. So, but I don't have anything inside the house. And I think it's mainly because of the dog, but also perhaps because of me being lazy and watering plants.
So first time I lived by myself post-college, had an apartment. And I loaded up on plants for some reason. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm an adult now with a real job. I'm getting plants. I don't know why I thought that was some sort of signal that I'm, hey, I'm a grown up now. I killed them all so fast.
Oh, dog.
So I haven't really been a plant guy since. I wasn't good at it.
Maybe you should grow kale.
Oh.
It'd be more, efficient for you.
Yeah, it'd probably be something that I'd pay closer attention to and... Yep. Yep. Well, hey, look, glad to do our part and support you guys and Howard Lacrosse and their plant sale or whoever it was.
I feel like I breathe better.
I'm telling you, yeah, man. It's good. It's a good thing. There's only one in there. I don't see any.
It's just
other.
One.
Yeah. Why did they only put one? Like, just
because
that's all you get?
There's like 20 out there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's plenty.
Just a start.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right, so big weekend for the Tigers. They take 2 of 3 from Toronto, and now they got a series coming up with St. Louis. Pretty hot lately. That team was 12-17. They're now 26-21. Tigers did announce that they are starting Sean Gunther tonight. He will be the opener. He hasn't pitched in a week, I believe. Then Cater Montero will come in after Gunther gets the start. So opener with Gunther, then they'll go to Montero. So they open with the lefty and come back with the righty. This game might not get played tonight because of storms in the St. Louis area. And with it being a interleague game, there's a strong possibility that we would have a doubleheader tomorrow if it doesn't get played. But the Tigers playing great baseball going into this series. And, I don't know if I call it a big series. The big series, don't they have Cleveland this weekend? Isn't this the one? Is this where the opponents start? Stop being polite and start getting real. Actually, they've played a tough schedule, so that's not necessarily true. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Cleveland in town. And the Tigers have finally started to put some space between themselves and the pursuers in the American League Central. 5 games clear of Minnesota right now.
And Minnesota won 13 in a row, and they're still 5 games back.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Minnesota's making up for the losing streak they had at the end of last season with a winning streak here in May. But, hey, man, this team is playing great. You mentioned your favorite thing for the weekend was Reese Olson. You could probably look at all 3 starting pitchers and have a takeaway that that's like the best thing that happened this weekend. Jack Flaherty got back on track. He wasn't dominant, but he was much better on Friday night in the win over Toronto. Reese Olson's actually the only starter where they didn't get a win. And then Jackson Jobe yesterday, 6 innings pitched. Might have been the 4th inning where he got in trouble with, I think it was a walk, a double, and a single, but held him to 2 runs there, got out of the jam. Jobe had a pretty impressive start.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, he was
not great, but
striking guys out though, and getting lots of swings and misses, and at times looked just filthy with what he could throw. And he's just continues to get better. You know, it's keep building off of good starts, and by the end of the season, we should see a much different looking, much more poised Jackson Job. But you remember when they drafted him? There were a lot of people who were upset that you can't use a high draft pick on a high school arm and all this. And, you know, we'll follow in the minors. And a couple of years ago, he had a phenomenal year in the minors. And he was on the fast track. And he is on the fast track. Actually made it to the roster last year, and he was on the playoffs. So what we've seen this year is you can see all the potential. And it's just a matter of time before he puts it all together, and you're going to start to see much more consistency. He's due, Duck.
Don't. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97 with the ticket. Tiger fans, what was your favorite part about the weekend series? You mentioned Reese Olson, leadoff single, then face the minimum after that. Got him 1-2-3 after the leadoff single, so got him in order after that. And then the minimum the rest of the way, he did walk one, wiped him out on a double play, 6 innings. He worked his way through facing 18 batters. Pretty impressive start for Reese Olson, and again, ironic. He's the only one that they didn't get a win in his start. But reality is this baseball team is playing so damn good. Tiger fans, you got to be fired up.
Well, and they got 3 more right-handed pitchers they're going to face this week, and a couple of these guys have been lights-out good for St. Louis in the last couple of starts. Fetty, in fact, who they'll face tomorrow night, had a complete game shutout. You don't see those often in baseball anymore. It's like as rare as a no-hitter, right?
Yep.
Oh, you gave up hits? Oh, okay.
So the power rankings that have come out earlier in the week, MLB.com has the Tigers the number 2 team in baseball. And it says no team and no fan base in the entire sport is having more fun than the Tigers are right now. They were the first team to reach 30 wins this year. They have the best run differential in baseball, and they're scoring like crazy. Javier Baez has been the most surprising story, but let's not overlook Spencer Torkelson, who's already got more homers than he did last year and tied for 2nd in the American League in RBIs. CBS Sports has the Tigers the number 1 team in baseball. So if you want to debate it, we can. Are the Tigers the best team in baseball, or are they the 2nd best team in baseball? 248-539-9797. Let's hear from you. Whoever imagined
the debate is on.
Whoever imagined that this would even be the template for even a facetious debate.
I mean, I thought this was a good baseball team. I thought this was a 90-win baseball team. I did not expect this team to be where they're at this point. 15 games above 500 with 16 losses on the season. That's wildly impressive what they have done. And I didn't think this lineup was going to be producing as much as they have, specifically with the power. I didn't think these power numbers are going to be there, but here they are, led by Torkelson, Green, and Carpenter with the power numbers. And then Javi has had a ridiculous like 3-week stretch here where he's had more RBIs than anybody else in baseball. Javi Baez, welcome back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. And, you know, Casey Mize got off to this great start. Welcome back, Casey Mize. And the good news is they're getting healthier. That guys like that you expect to be big, like Casey Mize is out, right? But here's the good news. Casey Mize is scheduled to pitch today at Comerica Park to give live batting practice to Parker Meadows.
Ooh.
So if we're worried about Casey Mize's the tweak he had in his hamstring, it sounds like it's fine. If he's going to pitch today, they're going to get a good look at it.
Trending to get back.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. 97 won the ticket. A FanDuel is your best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once a game starts, that's when things get really interesting. You can combine your live prop bets into same game parlays for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So go find one of those prop bets then move the line. So you don't get a big return on your $5, but you'll get the $200 in bonus bets. And you can do with that whatever you want. Visit FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. The first online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, got a bit of a debate point here, Gator. Pro Football Focus put out a list of the top players in the NFL under the age of 25. Do you think a line made the list?
Yes, Doug, I do. I think there would probably be several Lions that made this list.
All right, who do you think made the list?
Well, let me first take a look at the roster and see who is under the age of 25. But I do know that Penei Sewell is one of them because Jeremy had him in the update.
Yep.
Let's see. Is Aiden Hutchinson, is he under the age of 25?
La 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 la. I'm not sure.
Aiden Hutchinson is 24, so he's got to be on the list.
Okay.
I would imagine that you're going to get the safeties are probably going to be on this list. It's Brian Branch. He's 23. He's probably on there. Kirby Joseph is 24. He's definitely going to be on there. Looking at wide receivers, I would think that you're going to get Amon-Ra St. Brown is 25, so he's not under 25, so he no longer qualifies. Does Jameson Williams qualify at 24? Yes, he does, and I think he'd be on the list. Then you're going to have the running back, Jahmyr Gibbs, is likely going to be on this list because he's 23. So, yeah, I think there are many Lions on this list.
I'm just looking at this, and I got somebody who cut and pasted and sent it over to me. Kang, am I seeing this right? Hutch is not on this list?
Yeah, they explain. They say that it excludes the likes of Sauce Gardner and Aiden Hutchinson, who are under 25 at the time of publication, but will turn 25 before week one.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, because I was about to say, this is absurd. All right, so here's who made it, all right? And is J-Mo, what category? Is J-Mo turned 25 before the season starts?
He is...
You said he's 24.
He's 24, and his birthday is... he just turned 24, so...
Okay. No.
He should be able to be on this list, yes.
All right, here's who's made the list, okay? Kirby Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Laporta.
Yeah, sure.
Penei Sewell.
Yep.
Jahmyr Gibbs.
Uh-huh.
Brian Branch.
Okay.
J-Mo did not make the list.
Okay.
I'm not going to, like...
Well, I don't know how many wide receivers are going to have on the list because there's a ton of young wide receivers. So I could see why he wouldn't be if you're going to limit it to say, well, we got five receivers on the list or something.
So one of the Lions ranks number one. Who do you think that is?
Penei Sewell.
Yeah, you are correct. What are the order of the next four? Kirby Joseph, Sam Laporta, Brian Branch, Jahmyr Gibbs. What do you think they'd be ordered in?
Gibbs, Joseph, Laporta, Branch.
Gibbs, Joseph, Laporta, and Branch. Okay, what was the Price is Right game where I tell you how many you got right? And then you have to switch them around based upon that? Isn't that like a new car you had to put the price up?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
You got one right.
I have one right.
Yep.
Okay.
So your first guess was Sewell, Gibbs, Joseph, Laporta, Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? You got one right.
All right. So after Sewell, and Sewell isn't the one I have right, correct?
No, Sewell is, you were correct about that. He's number one. So you got one right out of the next four. All right.
I will stick with Gibbs because I got to find out if he is or is not the guy. And then I will go with... actually, no, let me switch that up. I will go Joseph, Gibbs, Branch, Laporta.
Joseph, Gibbs, Branch, Laporta. You have one right.
I don't want to do this.
It sounds like...
I thought you liked The Price is Right, man.
I do, but this seems ridiculous just to keep playing this game.
Got to rearrange the numbers back, man. Next, moving on to the next.
Okay.
Ask the crowd.
I'll just tell you what order they're in. It's Penei Sewell, Brian Branch, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sam Laporta, Kirby Joseph.
Brian Branch is number two on the list.
Well, he's not number two. He's in that second line.
The Lions,
yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Now, let's also point out the Lions have five of the top 25 players in the league.
Pretty great.
Under the age of 25. And by technicality, they say if you turn 25 before week one, you're not eligible, which means Hutch is ineligible. And J-Mo's not on the list. God, they got some elite young talent. They really do.
Yes, they do.
Really do.
And they're going to sign most of these guys.
Do you take issue with the order they did? Branch, Gibbs, Laporta, Joseph?
Yeah, I think Branch is too high and Joseph is too low. I obviously like them both.
Yep.
But, I mean, Kirby Joseph had 9 interceptions last year in the second year of the league.
Yep.
That's pretty damn good.
It's pretty good, and he really is a ball hawking safety. You go back and you look at the quality of the plays that he made. He made some high quality plays back there. So
they're both very good players. Yep. But yeah.
Yep. I mean, that, you just can't argue with that production. That's an amazing season.
No, I mean, he has, in his 3 years in the league, he's had four interceptions. His last year, he had 9 interceptions.
Yeah.
He's been, how's this for consistency tackle wise? Mm-hmm. 82, 82, and 83 this past year.
Not bad.
That's impressive.
Kang, do you take issue with the way they put it, the way they order the Lions?
No, and they put it in a way that you can't take issue because this is their grades. Like what they put down on paper. This is
pro football focused.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so you know what I mean? So, and we all can debate, which I like it. You know, I like debating that stuff. But for them, they put it because that's what they graded out as.
Had I known it was pro football focus, and I did, I just forgot about it. Okay, I think it would have changed things. But
I think of all these guys, I think Gibbs is the number two. That was your original guess, yeah. Right? Is the number two player.
He's so productive.
He looks like a cheat code. He's so much faster. He gets through the hole fast. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He is such a weapon.
I mean, the way he improved from year one to year two, and year one was really good for him, right? Averaged over 5 yards a carry in his rookie season with 945 yards on the ground, had 10 touchdowns on the ground. You added 52 receptions for over 300 yards and another touchdown. That's damn impressive, right?
Yeah.
You look at that, that's... 1,250 yards with 11 touchdowns. The next year, last season, he improved to 1,400 yards rushing. His average per carry went up from 5.2 to 5.6. He went from 10 touchdowns to 16 touchdowns on the ground. Still caught the same 52 passes, but now it was for 517 yards.
Right.
And 4 more touchdowns. That's incredible from 1 year to the next when your first year was damn good.
Now, others that did very well in this, Penei Sewell was number one overall. Number two overall was Puka Nacua. Number three, Kyle Hamilton. Number four, Jaden Daniels. Number five, Trent McDuffie. The Lions were Brian Branch at 8, Jahmyr Gibbs at 10.
So 3 in the top 10.
Yep.
Wow.
Sam Laporta is number 23 and Kirby Joseph number 25.
So how many receivers were there? Out of that 25.
On the whole group, I'm going to scroll backwards.
So I would imagine, I mean, you probably
Garrett Wilson. Brian Thomas of Jacksonville is number 20. Ladd McConkey of the Chargers, number 19. Malik Nabers of the Giants, number 15. Drake London of the Falcons, number 11. And the only other one, Nacua. I'm Puka Nacua at number 2.
So you have 5 wide receivers in the top 25, which is why you can understand JMO's not in there.
You're
only doing 25 players.
You're only doing 25 players. You can put as many receivers as you want.
Yeah.
Because he could be better than Kyle Hamilton or something, right?
But
you deem him as a more valuable player. But this is based on their gradings.
Yeah, that's right.
Figure for what it's worth. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals are going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet and Sterling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $1,999 down. $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights. 87-SAY-SARAH or SaySarah.com. Together, let's drive. With GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household, 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, do you know what your home's water score is? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with the purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, and tell them Doug Karsh sent you. You know what's so weird? We followed up an NFL season where the Lions had the best record in football. Now we're having an MLB season where the Tigers have the best record in baseball. Now, I know it didn't translate to a championship in the NFL. Got it? Yep, sure. What the hell's going on with all the winning?
Well, this is what you hope for, right? You put a roster together, you draft certain players, you make acquisitions, and you hope you're here. You build off what you did. You always hope you can build off what you did the year prior. It doesn't always work that way. But when you're a young team like the Tigers, you're building off what you did last year. Nobody expected them to be this good. And they are legitimately this good. This is not smoke and mirrors.
Do you think it's ever happened that the Lions and the Tigers coincidentally have the best record in the league?
I mean, you'd have to go back to the 50s to see if that's the case, if the Tigers were doing that for any period of time, because that's when the Lions are winning championships.
It certainly has been a long time, if that's ever happened before.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the Lions that we've been accustomed to prior to Dan Campbell coming in, they've never had the best record.
In the 50s.
In our lifetime, anyway.
The Tigers had the best record in the American League in 1945.
And they won a World Series, I think.
Yep, and they didn't do it again until 1968. So they never would have, coincided. Well, I mean, I guess at some point during the season they might have, right? They haven't finished the year out. So it's possible that during the season, in 1950, for instance, they won 95 games and had the second best record in the American League. But this is, in our lifetime, unprecedented.
This is unprecedented, Doug.
Yep.
Yeah, we're getting text that says it's because we were due.
I mean, it was fun when we had the Red Wings and Pistons playing at the high level. And we're like, let's plan the parade every year. Can we make this happen?
No, that was, you're right.
But
we had something like this.
Never with a football team. And of course, it never lined up with the baseball team. The baseball team has done their job of being very good over the years.
Given the Lions' schedule, I think they're going to be extraordinarily competitive again, but probably not the best record in the league.
Probably not the best record.
But then again, they're going to get guys healthy, and they may, who knows? I wouldn't count them out of that, but it seems unlikely. Of course, I'm doing the dangerous thing of assuming we know how tough the schedule is going to be way ahead of time. But man, to go from the best record in the NFL to now currently the best record in Major League Baseball, this is great. This is fantastic. People should lean into this. You should feel really good.
You did well.
Yep. Then the weirdest thing, are in the toughest division in baseball. They got four teams that might be in a playoff chase out of the five. They've played tough teams. They played and beat the Yankees in a series. The Yankees are in the first place in the American League East. They played and beat the Mariners in a series. They're in first place in the American League West. Well, they got a big series against St. Louis, their second place team. The Padres are a second place team, a game behind the Dodgers, who obviously swept the Tigers, but it's not like every game's been against the White Sox. The Tigers have defeated the top two, top three. Have the Tigers played Tampa yet this year?
No.
Tigers have won series from the top three teams in the American League East. Houston beat Detroit 2 out of 3, right?
Yes.
And Houston, so did Texas.
Texas did as well.
A pesky American League West. But the Tigers beat the top team in the American League West, the Seattle Mariners, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I mean, you look back at this, the only time the Tigers didn't really look good in a series was against the Rangers.
For a whole series?
Yeah, I thought if I go back and think about the Houston series, I thought that, okay.
It looked a little sloppy. And let's be clear. They got swept by the Dodgers. We're aware of that.
Yeah, but they look good against the Dodgers.
There was a reason why we said favorite 0-3 team of all time.
What they couldn't do against the Dodgers, which is what they've done ever since, is score with runners in scoring position. They didn't come up with a big hit against the Dodgers. They just didn't. And since then, they go out and it's their job to do it, and they've done an amazing job at that.
Do you know that the Tigers have played 5 consecutive one-run games?
I did not know that.
They beat the Red Sox 10-9. They beat the Red Sox 6-5. They beat the Blue Jays 5-4. They lost to the Blue Jays 2-1, and they beat the Blue Jays 3-2. They're winning close baseball games. They also, but a sign that you're not winning close baseball games, you're winning blowouts, is they have the best run differential in their division, second best run differential in baseball, now behind the Yankees. But it's been one hell of a run. I don't know if we've ever had it better. I guess winning a championship is always better than regular season success. But
yeah, I mean, I still can't believe they're doing what they're doing right now, this Tiger team. This good.
Mm-hmm.
This competent. And with all the buttons being pushed correctly when you need to, hey, well, let's put a guy in a pinch runner. Let's have this guy pinch hit, and it works. There was strategy yesterday with making – you wanted to leave in Kerry Carpenter in the seventh inning because he was going to get in the bat in the ninth inning if he needed it, and, you know, all this – It all has worked out very well. And they're still not at the full complement with their roster. Not even close.
Now they are going to hit a cold stretch.
Sure,
they
should.
Are going to lose. They are going to get on some kind of losing streak.
They're due.
Well, it's just baseball, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Twins had won 13 in a row and they were due to lose, and they did yesterday, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz they were due.
They were due.
What about bringing up, you talking about all those, just the right calls, Gator. What about just calling up Akil Badu and making two great defensive plays?
That's huge. Huge. Like, hey, kid, go out there and play left field. Oh, okay. and then you get tested right away. Make a catch, you know, smash your face up against a scoreboard and throw it in. Okay, can you do any better than that? Sure, I'll dive and make this play, and then I'm going to throw it into second base awkwardly and still double up the guy. So outfield assist for Akil Baddoo. Then he has a base hit, draws a walk, steals a base. Yeah, thanks. He's been up for two games and he did all that in one game, you know, after doing nothing in the first game. But he's, yeah, this is just what Hinch has done. He's found those guys. And there was a point where Hinch went out, was it yesterday's game, where he went out to the mound to talk specifically to Jobe. It was either that one or against with Reese Olson. He didn't want to take him out.
Yep.
But normally you get fettered up in that situation, right? If yep. you just want somebody to go talk to him. No, no. AJ Hinch said, I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk. We're going to shut this down right now. And they did. He didn't take him out of the game. Came back to the dugout, and they got what they needed to get.
Okay, so then a name we've heard associated with the Tigers, and if this was in the offseason, and now it's kicking up again, is Nolan Arenado.
The third baseman?
Yep. And the Tigers are in St. Louis.
That they are.
So is this kind of, you know, Scott Harris saying, you know, telling an intern, I want you to watch every move of Nolan Arenado. And when he, you know, how does he treat his teammates? How does he high-five guys? Is he drinking enough fluids? Like, yes, are we paying right. attention to everything Nolan Arenado does the next 3 days?
I think they've already done that. I'm sure that they're doing the research on Arenado because that would be an upgrade at third base for sure. But at the same time, they're in no hurry to make any move because the roster is going to change dramatically within the next 3 weeks.
Yep.
But, yeah, keep an eye for sure. And you know that everybody in the media that's going over there is paying attention to the situation as well. So because it's all the talk in St. Louis.
We're going to get those quotes, right? Nolan, what do you think of what this Tiger team has done?
Like get the Bregman treatment?
Yeah, everybody will ask him just in case. They'll have a quote on standby in case it gets traded here or the trade rumors kick up. But Rico Beard has made his way in studio. What's up with the look?
He's seeing the plant.
Oh, the plant.
Like, Jimmy, did you put that in there? No, I didn't put that in there.
I like it.
Yeah, we got plants all over the place.
You know what?
Helps the quality of air, Rico.
I feel sorry for that plant.
Why?
Because Mike will get on a rant one day.
Oh, the plant. Oh.
That's all right.
Let's hope not. Let's.
Yeah, how many chairs this man has broken?
I understand.
What was the video game system he threw
yeah,
and broke?
Yeah, he did that at the PlayStation. What we had here?
Jesus!
Can he treat the plant with respect?
Plants are people, too. So what do you guys got planned coming up next?
Well, he's got something he wants to start the show off with, so I'm always interesting when he won't mention it to any of us.
Okay.
So we're all in the dark for the opening. But at 3, kind of what I like to call the Buffalo Bills paradox.
Okay.
Just going off of what happened with the Leafs, is it better not to be in the playoffs
than to do what the Leafs have
to do what the Leafs keep doing? It's the Buffalo Bills paradox.
Right. Keep going and keep losing.
The Bills are due.
Are they due?
No.
Buffalo's due.
No, they're not. All right. Have a great show.
All right.
Have a great day, everyone. Stay safe and treat each other with respect. And plants with respect. 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.